Right now, not one country in the world officially recognizes the Taliban as the legitimate ruler in Afghanistan. The group took control in 2021 after the U.S. withdrawal, and now Afghanistan is internationally isolated. So can the Taliban find a way to have relations with the outside world? That's what a United Nations-led meeting in Qatar was considering. It was the third round of talks on the topic, this time with the Taliban. Niloufar Sahi is an Afghan scholar and lecturer at George Washington University, and she joins me now to talk about the country's future. Good morning.
Good morning, Leila.
So this meeting in Doha just wrapped up. Does it look like this process is creating a path for Afghanistan out of international isolation?
Well, thank you for having me. The Doha Tree, which we are calling it, it was initially a Doha process. It was meant to create a political roadmap for Afghanistan with inclusive through an inclusive process, mm-hmm. through bringing all Afghans together, in particularly women and all the different other factions. And just because the political stability in Afghanistan is not in place, and that has to meant to create a political roadmap. But now we see in the Doha 3, Doha 1 was kind of hopeful, Doha 2 was not. Again, hopeful and that in those terms. But Doha 3 was kind of different. It was, from my lens, I don't see it so effective. And I don't see it also that according to its own initial mandate. It wasn't organized according to that mandate. First, because it excluded women. I mean, it's the UN-led, UN-facilitated
platform. And that was a Taliban
platform.
Demand. That to participate.
Of course, that was
women.
Demanded by the Taliban, and it seems UN bowed the head and then accepted what Taliban conditions were to participate in that, and that was to exclude women, the main part of the process, which many of us have been advocating since day one of the Taliban takeover, that women should be important part, an important element in this important talks. But actually that was not there. They were excluded. Civil society was excluded, not only women, the broader civil society, which could bring a lot of value into such platforms, which could raise the voices of the people. Those were excluded from the process.
So women,
and of course the agenda was not really, was confusing for some,
right.
Not clear at the very initial stage as well.
So women, civil society excluded in a process that you hoped would be inclusive. In the meeting, the Taliban also said the West just has to look past its treatment of women and girls in the interest of foreign relations. Is that something the world will just accept?
Well, what we have seen recently, Doha 3, that at least UN accepted, you know, UN accepted in a sense that they excluded women from such process because Taliban wanted that to happen. So Taliban clearly mentioned that the West, including, I mean, the international community should not intervene in the local affairs, in the national affairs, in the internal affairs of Afghanistan. And women's issue is an internal affairs, but it's not only internal affair at this point. It goes back to the a whole concept of the international solidarity for women of Afghanistan. So I think this is not really an internal issue which the international community should really intervene. But Taliban, they don't want the international community, including the West, to intervene in what they call it is internal affairs of Afghanistan.
Niloufar Sahi is a lecturer at George Washington University and a fellow at the Atlantic Council.